Well, today is May Day, and I distribute a paper, as you can see, China Daily.
What do you think about the distributing of a Chinese government newspaper?
I don't know. I think it's strange because because China definitely is the worst system in this world, that's for sure.
The worst system?
Yes. There's no such things in China that people can do this, even, you know?
No, so, there's so no protest?
Like, from this point, I think the United States is it's very tolerant, you know?
Yeah.
Everything. They, they have everything.
John, the unemployment rate for college graduates under 25 is 54%.
And you,
That's disgusting.
So you know what? I was in the same boat as you in 1991 when I got out of school and there were no jobs around. And what do I have to do? I was a bricklayer. I did tile work. I did whatever I could to find a job.
Has the progressive movement and the anti-war movement been too slow to protest President Obama? And did that kind of hurt the cause?
And I mean, I think that there was a lot of... I certainly will admit to being swept up in some of the euphoria. Like, there was a president that looked different than any other president before, talked different than any other president before, and ended up acting very much like any centrist Democratic president. And so there's a tremendous amount of disappointment with regards to that.
What's the significance of the zombie march?
I represent most people in America on this planet. Everyone acts like a zombie. I feel like even the people in this movement are zombies in terms of not thinking for themselves.
Besides performance art, what should people be doing?
You know, something simple like sending, you know, when you get those mailers from banks or whatever, putting really heavy cardboard and sending it back to them. They have to pay for the postage for that.
But do you think people are going to get that idea based on this?
No, because everyone wants to follow
exactly. The
Occupy movement. Like, it's fun. Oh, let's go follow
be
a celebrity.
Yourself. Yeah. Be yourself. Okay, so we're on the south side of Bryant Park for the May Day General Strike. The Occupy Gitarmy is about to march down Fifth Avenue to Madison Square Park and then Union Square Park, and we're going to go with them.
Policy is terrible, is as bad as Bush's. He's taking away more of our individual rights and civil liberties than Bush ever did.
What do you make of the Obama administration's crackdown on medical marijuana dispensaries and taking decriminalization off the table?
I think he's running for re-election. That's what I think.
But when he was running for election, he said the opposite.
Well, that's what I mean, right?
Roger Thomas, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Roger Thomas, yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
It does not make you tough to hurt these people. There's nothing tough about it. Nothing. If you want to go fight, go to Iraq and Afghanistan. But you want to be here hurting U.S. citizens.
What do you say would be the differences between the vibe here on May Day than during the original occupation of Zuccotti Park last fall?
You know, now everybody got time to digest Occupy Wall Street, get it in their system, understand what we're about. And so this is the culmination of that point, you know, where we actually start, you know, putting our words to power, you know.
How do you feel about the Obama administration's foreign policy?
It sucks. No, we're extremely disappointed. His foreign policy essentially is a continuation of the Bush foreign policy. It's a very aggressive foreign policy. It's based on lies. It's a foreign policy that is intended to serve the interests of the 1%, and as the rest of us, 99%, including a lot of veterans and active duty GIs and their families that are paying the price.
Worldwide rebel song, sing out loud all night long. Hang on, man, it won't be long. Worldwide rebel song, hang on.